So we're going to talk about that. You guys didn't know, it fits right into my children's message. I have my whiteboard here because I'm going to write down some things with all of you. So how many of you get angry? How many of you get angry? Carter, you never get angry? Oh, you do get angry. Okay. That's the human condition. Because we are emotional beings, we become angry. So tell me, Owen, what makes you angry? I'm going to write it down, and I'm going to memorialize it. I will remember it forever. Your brothers make you angry. Your bros. Ladies, Callie, what makes you angry? Don't say your brothers. He's sitting right over there. What makes you angry? There's got to be something that makes you angry sometimes. School. I ask Callie about school all the time, and she always gives me a negative answer. So, school. Vince, what makes you angry? When someone eats your food. You too. Yeah, that makes everyone angry, I think. Okay, this should be good. All right, here we go. Evan. Huh? You get mad because your teacher doesn't give you homework?
No. I get mad because my teacher gives me.
You get mad because your teacher does give you homework. Homework. Okay. So there's a number of things there that make us angry. And you know, and that's natural. It's natural to be angry. Now, Cooper, we know you never get angry, so go ahead and put your arm down. Okay, when Etta plays with your tinker toys. Okay, I understand that. He just ratting his sister out. That's what he does. So, there's many things that make us angry, right? Now, Jesus is telling us that when we become angry, we are committing murder. But he's not talking about this kind of anger. Jesus knows that we will get angry in this life because we're human beings. But Jesus is telling us our anger should not dwell in our hearts and take root in our hearts so that we will hold a grudge forever. So, Owen, you're not going to hold a grudge forever against your brothers, are you? We hope not, because what has Jesus done for you? Here's the blood of Jesus. What does Jesus do for you? He washes it away. Evan and Easton, you're okay. Callie, school. You're not going to be in school forever, right? You're not going to be in school forever, but even when you do get angry at your teachers, or even when you do get angry that you get homework, remember what Jesus has done for you. He has shed his blood for you. And what does this blood do? Gone. And then the last one, the eating. Vince, not people won't always eat your food because you have to eat fast. You got to be like a soldier. You go in and you eat real, real fast. I just got in trouble with mom and dad, but you know. The blood of Jesus even forgives me. And the blood of Jesus, Vince, will forgive all of those that make you angry. So the blood of Jesus washes it away. Now Jesus is telling us, here's the problem. People that make you angry, when you repent of your sin, Jesus forgives you. But what about the person that makes you angry? Maybe they refuse to forgive. Is that your fault? No, that's not your fault. That's on them. That's between them and Jesus. If they resist the blood, if they resist confessing their sins, that's not your fault. That's their fault. So Jesus is telling us, though, we, his brothers and sisters, because we are all brothers and sisters in our baptism, Jesus is telling us, I have shed my blood for you. Your sin is gone. When you repent of your sin, when Owen says, Lord, please forgive me that Evan and Easton make me mad, Jesus says, you're forgiven. That's what he says. Jesus says, Owen, you're forgiven, and it's wiped clean. White as this board. Can you read it, Owen? Can you read it? Where does it say that you're mad at your brothers? Not there, is it? It's gone. It's gone. That's what Jesus does for us in this life. The problem is that when we hold this anger in our heart and we refuse to repent, that's a major problem because Jesus says it's the same as murder. You're taking the person's life. You're taking their spiritual life away from them. Let go of the grudge. Repent of your sin. And what will Jesus do? wash it away. He will wash it away. Let's fold our hands and close our eyes and let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for coming to forgive us of all of our sins. Even that sin, O Lord, of anger, that anger that we harbor in our heart, and it festers in our heart. It comes worse and worse. And Lord Jesus, you say it even becomes murder. Lord, help us to repent of our sins. And in our repentance, when we say, Lord, please forgive me, you do forgive, and you wash away the sin by the very blood that you have shed upon your cross. Lord Jesus, thank you. And all the children said,
Amen.